Among those struggling due to the COVID-19 shutdowns are working artists who lost their jobs and whose gigs were canceled. Arts Build, the nonprofit here in Chattanooga, created a lifeline for those artists in Hamilton County to sustain them. James McKissick is president of Arts Build. James, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us how Arts Build is helping artists at this time.
Well, you know, Arts Build's mission is building a stronger community through the arts. And even during these times, we know that our focus has to be on the arts community, the arts ecosystem, and the challenges that they're facing. So as we learned more about what was going on, we began to realize that individual and self-employed artists were really hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic, specifically because of cancellations of jobs and gigs, commissions and opportunities. So we went right to work and established an artist emergency fund to kind of help artists out in Chattanooga locally with some money to help with the expenses that are piling up for them.
And then how does this fund work?
So the fund is really simple. An artist can visit ArtsBuild's website, which is www.artsbuild.com. And at the top of our page, we have the information about the fund. You would fill out an application, which might take you about 5 minutes. There are some things to upload, like documentation of canceled jobs and gigs. We ask for a W-9, and we also ask for you to upload a photo of your ID, because we want to make sure that we're sending this money to a real person. And once you complete that, we go to work on our end, processing and reviewing everything, and we will send you a check within about a week. We send out our first batch of 58 checks on Friday.
It can be tough to be an artist in the best of times. What are you hearing from the artists that you're talking to one by one as they tell you that they're losing gigs and that there have been cancellations?
Well, people are struggling with being able to provide for their families, feed their children. They're struggling with transportation issues, of course, with things like rent and housing. And the fund that we have will give artists up to $500, which for a lot of people might say, well, what is $500? But in a time of need, $500 can hit you and help you out just like thousands of dollars would. So it's a wonderful thing that we're being able to do, and we would not be able to do it without the support of the community, the local foundations who helped us to organize and fund the Artist Emergency Fund.
As you say about $500, a lot of people don't have even that amount of money saved away for an emergency expense, let alone dealing with a situation like this.
Exactly. I've heard many times on the news over the past couple of weeks that half of Americans don't even have access to $400 put away if they needed it for an emergency. So losing jobs, losing opportunities, you can imagine what people are facing. And these are people in our local community who are in need and who are reaching out for this assistance.
And not only are you providing financial assistance, but in the process of doing that, you have to be providing emotional support as well.
Well, I think we're providing emotional support. I mean, we're reaching out to people and communicating with them. There have been a few instances where we've been able to, based on what people have entered into the application and what they've told us, we've been able to connect them to some other jobs and other opportunities that are happening right now. It's really about, like we said, you know, building a stronger community. And this is a way for ArtsBuild to really support and build the arts community in our city.
And how are you and your colleagues at ArtsBuild operating, having to follow the directives that are out there?
Well, we're doing good. We're working. Most of us are remotely. We do have to go in to process checks. We're using Zoom meetings and the technology that everyone else is using. But we're really just trying to be very nimble at this time to know and focus on our mission, but see how our mission can serve people right now. And that's what I think that we've been able to do over the past couple of weeks.
Many arts organizations have been providing their offerings online in a way that they never had before. I'm just thinking of musicians who are streaming concerts online because they've lost gigs. Is ArtsBuild involved in any of that, or is ArtsBuild highlighting some of these other outlets that are doing those kinds of things?
We are. We've been highlighting those opportunities and those shows in our weekly newsletter. You might remember back when we initiated this fund, the band Strong Like a Horse actually streamed a Facebook Live quarantine concert to help us kick off the fund and raise awareness about the fund and raise money for it. So we're taking advantage of and digging in and leaning in with all of that technology, too. Now, you might not see me performing online, but what I will do is what I do, which is support people, work, raise money, and do what I can to make sure that ArtsBuild is being responsive to the needs in the community.
I don't know, James. I'm looking forward to your tiny desk concert.
I don't know. They might cancel the tiny desk series after my concert. So I've learned to stay in my lane at this point in my life.
As you're providing this financial support, as you're providing that emotional support, yes, you're working remotely and following the practices that we're all being told to follow. It's a lot.
It is a lot, but you know, I think that at ArtsBuild, we're really inspired by seeing the arts community in Chattanooga rise up and change and swiftly begin to meet the needs of people throughout the city using the arts. You know, like you referenced, the online concerts, the online art classes. There are people doing dance lessons online. There are online galleries that are popping up. I had posted online just a few days ago, can you imagine this quarantine without the arts? And so many people said, you know what, they really can't. And I think that a lot of times we think about the arts for the wonderful ways that it makes us feel, but the arts is an economic driver too. So as we think of that and as we have fun and experience different art forms digitally that we haven't before, we have to remember that there are people who are being devastated because they're out of work, because they can't do the practice that they do from day to day and receive compensation for it like they usually do. Not only do artists make money and bring money to our city, but the arts drives our restaurants, it drives transportation, it's involved in parking. It pretty much is involved in all of those economic things that happen when it comes to the vibrancy of our city and our city as a great place for tourists and locals alike. And we're part of that. So I just ask that people remember that during these times. You know, the arts is an economic driver. It's not just about the great way that it makes us feel, even though it's about that too. But we have to support the arts financially.
And where can people go online to connect with the fund and everything that ArtsBuild does?
Well, you can go to artsbuild.com and you can apply to the fund and donate to the fund there.
All right, James. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.